Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
It's Friday, September 23rd, 2022. I am still in Connecticut this morning, but I will be back tonight, and I'll be doing an emergency 3-hour broadcast this Saturday and the regular Sunday show, 4 to 8 p.m., because Russia has now gone from calling up 300,000 extra troops, a partial mobilization in just a week, to a full national mobilization, first time since World War II. Total mobilization, a national draft. Putin's now moving his frontline, highest quality troops and weapon systems and Class A weapons up to the border with Ukraine and is announcing a massive escalation. He's set to give a speech today, and it's expected to be basically a declaration of open war. And he's going to tell the Russian people that they are at war with NATO and the United States. So we are now officially going into a war with Russia. Congratulations, Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates, and of course the main architect, George Soros, the same guy getting thousands of DAs elected to carry out the destruction of our country and the massive explosion of crime. Russia's enemies are our enemies. That said, I did not support Putin going into Ukraine. Said it was a trap. I'm an American. I love America. But the same globalist forces destabilizing us in Europe and Australia and Latin America and Africa and Asia are doing this to collapse the industrial society. There are hundreds of millions of people on the verge of starvation, more than 60 million in the last 2.5 years under globalist lockdowns have starved to death. We're living in World War III. A modern Great Reset attack. And that's why all the old rules are over. That's why there's massive surveillance in America by corporations and government. That's why there's massive censorship. That's why the lawfare has gone to the next level, because people are getting in line with the globalists and the establishment at every level. And not just Democrats. Ted Cruz is suddenly supporting all of these policies and supporting the merger of big tech with big media to create open cartels of censorship and control. So you're going to find out who's good. You're going to find out who's bad. As for me, when the going gets tough, I try to get as tough as I can and not back down an inch. As I've said thousands of times, I will never give up. I will never give in, but I could give out. And we're going to come back and cover all this huge military news. But I'm going to tell viewers and listeners again, they are using these show trials to not just try to destroy InfoWars, but drive a wedge between us and our audience with incredible truths, half-truths, and lies. That's what they do. They mix truth with a whole bunch of lies, maybe 5% of it's true, and then they sit there and try to drive a wedge between me and my audience, between all of us, to try to destroy us. They admit, yes, Alex Jones hates the globalists. Yes, Alex Jones hates the New World Order, which is true. Then they act like that's criminal or somehow racist or somehow terrorist. Then they add it to all these other ridiculous lies that we have hundreds of millions of dollars and that InfoWars is flesh and cash so that you don't support your own voice of freedom. InfoWars is seen by the globalists as the main beacon of truth and justice, and we were made for this time. 28 years of hard work, your support, your prayer to bring us to this point so we can tell these giant truths to the entire populace in the world that wants to know the truth. We're reaching tens of millions of new people a week, and I want to thank you, the hardcore listeners, who over the years have backed us. But I'm telling you now, it is beyond essential, with everything that's happening in the world, this design collapse and the Great Reset, that you continue to support the broadcast, because now is the time. Now is do or die. Look at how your support has made The Great Reset and the War for the World, the number one book in the world, off and on the last 3 weeks. That's incredible. That talking point is now going out to leaders and going out to other key decision makers everywhere to further expand the huge awakening to the globalist agenda, which is now expanding at a very rapid pace all over the planet. We are identifying the enemy. We're identifying who is behind the attacks. We are identifying what their agenda is and how to stop them. So please, all of you watching, I want to thank you for your past support, and I want to encourage everybody to not wait and to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get the limited edition copies of The Great Reset and the War for the World that are signed. And yes, you can buy the book at InfoWarsStore.com for the regular price, but this is a fundraiser. That's why it's $99 to give us the funds to operate. Just like NPR will sell a coffee cup for $50 or a t-shirt for $100. You know the shirt didn't cost that. The markup is there as a fundraiser. So get the Teddy Roosevelt coin at 1776coin.com today. We need the money to continue to fight and stay on air. This is the critical time. All the planets politically are aligning, and our most important work is here today. So thank you for commissioning us in this fight. Please go to 1776coin.com right now. Get the Teddy Roosevelt Man the Arena coin, and I'll be right back.
It's the fourth coin that we've released in the last year, and I believe the most powerful, the Man in the Arena coin, Teddy Roosevelt. Citizen of a republic, the man in the arena. There's only 10,000 of this coin in existence in the world. It will never be made again. And it's not just an amazing historic coin. It funds the information war against the globalists. This is something you want to hand down to your grandchildren. This is something you want to own. And as a fundraiser, it is funding the information war against the globalists. Ladies and gentlemen, 10,000 coins are available. They'll sell out very quickly. Please be part of history. And thank you all for your support. You can go to 1776coin.com or you can go to PatriotCollectibles.com and secure this coin. There's only 10,000 of this coin in existence, and it funds the InfoWar. Man in the Arena coin, Teddy Roosevelt, 1776coin.com.
From the front lines of the information.
Ever as dark as the hour is, and out of control things are, don't you ever not realize how important you are and what you double your word of mouth and your action. And I'm talking to people that went to that public courthouse in Connecticut, political war stickers up everywhere. We commend you.
So we are this public courthouse, yeah. Yes, that's what you're referring to?
It's not mostly peaceful protests where they burned down $2 million. That's good. But the conservatives put up stickers and we're bad. I know we all need to go to prison.
Why don't we talk about cryptocurrency?
Okay.
Because one of the ways that you encourage your audience to give you money is in cryptocurrency donations, right?
Yes.
And you have a page on your website that is just for cryptocurrency donations, right?
Infowars.com/crypto.
Is that a little advertisement just there?
Well, we're fighting the deep state. We need money.
All right. This is it. Get crypto. Fund InfoWars. Sponsor us with Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies, right? That will end up as a clip on your show tonight.
Yeah.
Your advertisement for your cryptocurrency page.
You know, I mean, people want to keep us in the fight. So I hope whoever the big whales are, they'll give us money before we keep doing it.
We'll just keep minting money as you're in this courtroom.
Objection.
All right, let's move on.
And
people care about the First Amendment. Thank you for joining us on this special Friday edition. I will be back in Texas tonight, and I will be doing a 3-hour emergency broadcast live from noon to 3 p.m. Central that will be commercial-free. And by commercial-free, we'll still play some promos and take a few breaks, but it's going to be an Internet-only show streamed out at InfoWars.com/show, and some TV and radio stations will obviously pick it up. But tomorrow, noon Central, we are going to do a deep analysis of all the different factors, how the globalists on record are coordinating more than a dozen different systems to bring down civilization. And through that process, they will pose as the saviors and come out on the other side with a global police state technocracy designed to carry out the forced depopulation that you've already seen accelerate with the mass starvation, the lockdowns, and the forced injections. But that was just the beta salvo. We're now going into full operational mode. Massive wars, collapsing borders, billions starving to death, massive power outages. Believe me, ladies and gentlemen, you're going to see this happen unless there's a mass awakening. They plan to bring down the world population massively by 2030. So we'll be talking about that more. Owen Schroyer's taking over here in a few minutes, and then I will be back in Austin tonight. I'm here at this giant out-of-control show trial that is just, again, part and parcel of the weaponization of every system globally that the New World Order controls against the people. So let's talk about what's going on. Just last week, Putin called up 300,000 troops. That's their main reserve army. Now they announced conscription today, total mobilization, first time since World War II. total official mobilization. When the Soviets launched wars like Afghanistan and places, they would keep it quasi-secret. Now they're going to be completely public. Putin is set to announce in the next 48 hours, either he is saying tonight or tomorrow, that Russia is officially at war with NATO and the United States. They're going to cut off diplomatic ties. They're going to escalate into full war mode, which the globalists knew would happen. They've been planning. And so in world history, this has never happened before. This is bigger than what took place in the early 1960s with the Cuban Missile Crisis, when the U.S. put medium-range and short-range missiles in Turkey, so the Russians put medium and intermediate-range missiles into Cuba. So, ladies and gentlemen, look around you with the COVID releases and the lockdowns, and they're talking about SEGs and global taxes and world IDs. This is all part of the worldwide destabilization with Klaus Schwab and the New World Order saying you will own nothing and you will have nothing. Putin, again, has announced he's going to announce total mobilization. They are reportedly now moving their Class A weapons that they have not used yet up to the border with Ukraine. They're moving in bombers. They're moving in fighter jets. They're moving in all their weapons. And, yes, they're going to get slaughtered again, because they've walked right into a trap, and it doesn't matter. The Russians are now going to double down, triple down, because this isn't Afghanistan. They see this as their country, like if America got invaded, because all of eastern Ukraine has always been part of Russia. That's where it was born. And so most of Russia's wars have actually been fought over Ukraine and Crimea. They fought more than 15 wars in the last 1,000 years, conservatively, with the Huns and the Muslims and with the Europeans and everybody else over that zone. And so this is a Russian civil war, a Slavic civil war, and the president of Serbia just said 2 days ago that he talked to Putin and he talked to NATO leaders, and they said, no, within 2 months, a full war. Full war. And then when the Russians get their ass kicked again, because they're up against weapons that are 30 years more advanced than theirs, they are going to probably use tactical nuclear weapons or chemical weapons. And you're going to see nuclear reactors get blown up in Europe. You're going to see terrorism. You're going to see power outages. We'll probably actually see real cyber attacks back and forth. And so this is what the neoliberal crazy world order has done and is doing. Meanwhile, universities in the UK, Canada, the US, Germany, all over the Western world are announcing that, oh, all these migrants we brought in, we're going to fire the white indigenous employees and we're going to hire people that are from outside. The German Green government is now announcing an initiative to fire a third of indigenous Germans and hire outside people. Again, to pit the outside groups against the Germans. This is all a divide and conquer strategy. As they collapse the third world, starve them to death, bring them in, flood them, brainwash the first generation, and then put them in the positions of managerial control and have another divide-and-conquer strategy. I mean, this is the epitome of race-based politics. This is Nazism, but just a different flavor of it where you move the pieces around. This is absolutely the most criminal activity you can imagine. That's just one more of the facets. Shipping in the fentanyl, the drag queen pedophile story times, all the lawfare, the weaponized judiciary, people being arrested in the UK for saying they don't support seven-year-olds having their genitals cut off. They come and arrest people at their houses that criticize it on Facebook. You've seen the video. That's all coming here. Everything you see in Australia, everything you see in the UK, everything you see in Germany is being duplicated here in the United States. This is a world government takeover plan. And the big think tanks and the big universities tell you what the plan is. And that's what my book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, explains in just 300-something pages. Their entire battle plan, bibliograph, where they say it, where they do it. That's why I say it's a Death Star blueprint of the enemy operation. This is everything. And the great news is the mainline Republican Party now is adopting an anti-Great Reset, anti-New World Order. They're now recognizing that we were right about everything. But I wasn't right about it all. I have the enemy playbook. Damn it. We know what's going to happen. Now, I'm going to be back in Austin tonight, 3-hour special show tomorrow, on Sunday as well. We are in maximum emergency mode. I need everybody you know to tune into the broadcast, to share the links to Infowars.com/show. The censorship is intensifying. We're now getting reports on iPhones, Androids. We try to send links to Infowars.com or band.video. It won't let you do it the first few times. Pavlovianly, they don't want to get caught admitting they're blocking text, which has actually come out in the news. This is an information war. And please, we need money. The Democrat Party lawsuits all these show trolls keep saying, I have all this money and I'm hurting my listeners and I'm scamming you, because they're the ones scamming all of America, bringing in tyranny, and they're desperately afraid of grassroots people funding operations. Just like they're coming after President Trump and his fundraising, saying it's illegal for him to fundraise. They're trying to cut the money off the American resistance. So there isn't anywhere where the resistance is stronger and more over the target with the actual enemy battle plans than InfoWars. So go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get the immune system trifecta pack to supercharge your immune system for 50% off. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, get a signed copy of The Great Reset. It's a fundraiser, or if you don't want to pay the extra money, then just get the regular book and share it with folks. They're now going in libraries. It's again, number one, thanks to all of you. I want to commend you and thank you. And go to 1776coin.com right now and get the Teddy Roosevelt fundraising coin. Just like PBS sells a coffee cup for $50 or $100, or a T-shirt for $100, or a DVD for $80. We all know the DVD didn't cost $80. It's got that markup as a fundraiser item. But on the stand yesterday, they're like, look, you sell a silver dollar, for $100 and some, and $99 on sale, you're ripping people off. And we're like, no, our listeners, conservatives, people know that that's like a $25 coin of silver, and then they have it minutes, another $5, $10. It's a high-quality coin, costs $30-plus a mint, but we need that money in the war chest to fight the New World Order. So it's not a silver investment. It's an investment in freedom and a collectible and a piece of history. So be the man and woman in the arena. Go to 1776coin.com. Don't wait and get the coin, because we've got to keep the tip of the spear on air, and I'll never give up. I'll never give in, but I could give out. So thank you all for your support. Owen Schroyer takes over. Pray for peace. Pray for a global awakening. And get out in the streets peacefully and say, we need to do a peace deal with Putin. This thing needs to end right now, because this is escalating into potentially the end of civilization as we know it. God bless and good luck.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Here on this Friday edition of the broadcast, I take those first two segments earlier this morning. I went into court and my lawyers decided that we destroyed the other side so bad yesterday, and that's the consensus even in mainstream media, that there was no reason for them to go back and cross-examine me. Next week is when my lawyer, Norm Pattis, gets to put on our case. Even though we're really constrained on what we can say and do, we'll be able to basically prove everything they've already opened the door for is a lie. So we'll be back in Connecticut next Wednesday and Thursday to testify, and then we'll get their verdict very soon in the next few days after that. So, again, this is a historic moment because they have completely weaponized the judiciary. They're trying to shut down any opposition, but despite that, it's blowing up in their face. I'm not making predictions that the jury told by a judge I'm guilty will come up with some big number. But at the end of the day, it's a pyrrhic victory because you can't get blood from a stone. Now, I want to hit some really big news right now. And then in the next segment, I'm going to get briefly, as before Owen takes back over, into what's happening with the whole Sandy Hook situation that I know the viewers and listeners are completely sick of. You're worried about open borders, inflation, exploding crime, pedophiles out in the open, just all of the insane things that are happening. And we'll also get more into the Russia situation, which I'm going to hit here first in a moment. But please just understand, ladies and gentlemen, that nobody's been more accurate in exposing the New World Order than this show with our incredible guests, our incredible callers, and our incredible crew. And the corporate media is continuing to put the lie out that we have all this extra money and that we are doing great and that you don't need to support InfoWars. That is a lie. And we have never been closer to being shut down than we are right now. Thank God, 5 months ago, a Bitcoin donor made a huge donation. By the time I sold it, it had gone way down in value, but I still do believe in cryptocurrency as an alternative to what's happening. And that was the exact amount by the time we sold it to pay off all these back bills, and we would have had no money left over. Then we used a couple million of it to buy product into the future to be able to then have that product to continue to operate. And finally, almost all that product has come in, and it's a godsend. But we need listeners to get these great products that you already need. Take the Immunity Trifecta Immunity Supercharger Pack. I mean, folks, DNA Force Plus is super high quality PQQ, CoQ10, and all these other known compounds that clean up your cells, make telomeres last longer. They don't make telomeres grow, the double helix of DNA, but they make it last longer, which is basically the same thing, the same effect. So it doesn't regenerate. It just keeps it from unraveling as fast. And when your telomeres finally get to the end, that's why you're old. That's why your cells start dying. It's why you get cancer. It's why you don't live any longer. DNA Force Plus with our incredibly high-quality D3 gummies with calcium for better absorption for your immune system and your whole body. And then, of course, the Linus Pauling formula he won the Nobel Prize for in medicine. He recommended a certain amount of natural vitamin C from rose hips, and this is that super dose vitamin C and rose hips and zinc, again, for better absorption, supercharges, again, the whole body and the immune system. All three of those together are 50% off, or you can get them individually for 40% off. And everybody, with the winter coming and the fall here, you need this, because when you don't get sun, your body doesn't generate the D3 and so much more. So this is critical. It's a way to keep us on air, a win-win situation. And look, I understand we're in a depression. I understand if people can't support the broadcast, then we're just going to have to implode. We'll still be on air in some form, and that's just how God wants it. But just like that big Bitcoin donor came through and so many small donations came through, we're going to be able to stay on air if you continue to support us. Our mission is so critical. People are listening more than ever, but we're not getting the support we need right now. So we've gone back into the red as of this week. We're in the middle of a bankruptcy that we need to be solvent through, or that's going to be it for this permutation of the InfoWars operation. So don't let me prove it to you with layoffs and problems and things like that. That's not going to happen. You're going to come through. God's going to come through. But just know this. Everybody that orders product will always get your product. In fact, I was always proud the last decade or so. Before that, our shipping wasn't the best. But the last decade, we've had it where we ship out within 24 hours. Most of the time, you get your package within 3 days. We had some issues with the bankruptcy, holding up money to pay for shipping for a few weeks. A few weeks ago, we had the back orders of the books. We couldn't ship until the 30th of August. So we folks got irritated that their orders were behind a few weeks. As of yesterday, not just all the books were shipped out as of last week, but all orders are up to the day. So we get orders in the morning. Sometimes they're shipped out that day. Get orders in the evening, they're shipped out the next day, unless it's the weekend. So we have orders back the way they were, probably even better than ever. Unless, again, you order on a Friday, then you don't get it shipped out till Monday. But if you say order on a Monday, it's usually shipped that day or on Tuesday. You get it by Wednesday or Thursday, depending on where you are in the United States. So InfoWars is back to awesome, kick-ass shipping. I want to thank the viewers and listeners that put up with it. I was an unforeseen thing with the bankruptcy because they had no budget for us to even be able to ship, and it was a nightmare. But that got fixed. We went and had a hearing with the judge. The judge said, of course, you should be budgeting whatever money you need to ship. You'll need permission for that. So that got handled. The books all got shipped out. And we're not going to do very more signed books of The Great Reset and The War for the World. Hey, sweetie, my daughter just walked over. Give me a kiss. I love you. I'll see you in a minute. So that's what this is all about, America and the world. There's nuclear war. It's going to hurt her. It's going to hurt your kids. But I'll talk about that in a minute. The point I was trying to get at here is that InfoWars has never been more critical. And the book, The Great Reset and The War for the World, can be bought at the regular price of $24 at InfoWarsStore.com. But if you want to get it signed as a fundraiser and know you kept InfoWars on the air at this critical time, you get the signed copy. We're not going to do many more. It was so popular, I had to get all those other books signed before I offered it again. We ordered another 10,000 books, but half of those are being sold as signed. The other half is unsigned. So we got a few thousand books left of the signed. And quite frankly, we may continue it on for a while, because it's one of the only funding measures we've got that's actually keeping us halfway afloat right now. So get your historic Great Reset and the War for the World, the number one book in the world right now. And I thank you for letting me come on here and infomercial you. I wish I could plug one time a day and pay for everything. I mean, I wish we had some massive donor on a routine basis. Whoever that big donor was got us out of the hole, literally saved InfoWars and all the important work you've seen the last 5 months. We didn't know how bad it was until we actually did the bankruptcy and did all the accounting, and we were insolvent 5 months ago. But that donation fixed the problems, but then we have gotten right back. I love you so much, baby. We have gotten right back into the same situation. You know, my daughter's never been on air before, but my wife's put out pictures of her on Twitter. And so we went over here and hid in the woods. We're staying out here at a little country Airbnb, and we're trying to hide so she wouldn't come over and see us. But she found us here on this couple acres we're on here in Connecticut. We're about to fly back to Austin, and she came over. Sweetheart, what do you want to say to all the viewers out there?
There is a bid on your head.
That's right. Rob Dew has a beanie on that has a bird on it, a bird symbol. That's from Omaha, the place called, what is it, Early Birds, a breakfast restaurant. Can I get a kiss and finish up real quick? I promise I'm going to come play hide and seek with you in 3 minutes, okay?
Okay.
Love you. Bye.
Bye.
Let me, sweetheart. Now, that said, ladies and gentlemen, Russia has totally mobilized. Has a national draft, yes?
Are those poisonous mushrooms?
I don't know what kind of mushrooms those are, but you never want to eat mushrooms if you don't know what they are. Only want to eat mushrooms if you're with an expert out in the field who has, research on it that does it, or from a store, okay? Because mushrooms can kill you. Like you said, they're poisonous. How much time do we have left in the segment?
We're at 8:30.
Okay, so I got to end this segment. I'm going to come back and talk about the Russia situation more on the other side. Infowars.com with Mars News today.
Why don't we talk about cryptocurrency?
Okay.
Because one of the ways that your audience, you encourage your audience to give you money is in cryptocurrency donations, right?
Yes.
And you have a page on your website that's just for cryptocurrency donations, right?
Infowars.com/crypto.
Is that a little advertisement just there?
Well, we're fighting each day. We need
okay.
money.
All right. This is it. Give crypto. Fund InfoWars. Sponsor us with Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies, right? That will end up as a clip on your show tonight.
Check
your advertisement for your cryptocurrency page.
You know, I mean, people want to keep us in the fight. So, I hope whoever the big whales are, they'll give us money before we keep going.
We'll just keep minting money as you're in this courtroom.
Objection, Judge.
All right, let's move on.
And people care about the First Amendment.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
And we are back. Thank you for joining us here on the Alex Jones Show. Owen Schroyer is loaded for bear, about to explode out of the gates with massive breaking news and information. But I'm about to get on a plane and come back to Austin, Texas. Again, a special emergency live broadcast noon tomorrow for 3 hours with analysis on the Russia situation. In my 28 years on air, this tops it. As I've said many times, first few years I was on air, I'd say, oh, this is our biggest story ever, or this is our biggest story ever, maybe once a year. And now the last few years, every few weeks, I'm like, this is our biggest story ever, because everything's escalating. We're moving towards this incredible quickening. But CNBC has got the headline that tells it all. Putin's incredibly dangerous nuclear threat raises the risk of an unprecedented disaster. The unprecedented disaster is already here with 2+ years of lockdowns in the third world, killing over 60 million people with starvation, putting hundreds of millions on the streets, marching in UN-driven caravans towards Europe and the United States and Canada. Tens of millions sick, millions dead from the shots. And now the West goes over, overthrows a pro-Russian government in Ukraine, sends in U.S. weapons and troops the last few years, pushes up to the Russian border in ethnic cleansing of Russians. The Russians then take the bait, which was terrible, come in and get their ass kicked because there's U.S. and NATO forces in the Ukrainians with high-tech weapons, up to $70 billion of them. And now the Russians have national draft, 300,000 troops going in, and all these aircraft and bombers getting ready for major bombardment of Ukrainian cities. So this is the United States in a war with Russia. And it goes right into the Great Reset and right into their entire operation. While our cities collapse, homeless everywhere, feces, needles, 100,000+ dying of fentanyl a year. This is total bombardment. And we must remove the Democrats. We must remove the deep state. It must stop. And Putin should pull out of Ukraine. But there should be a armistice. There should be a ceasefire. There should be an international delegation with, I don't trust the UN, but some type of multinational peacekeepers that are in those border areas where the Russians sent in their troops for their police action. Because the Russian police action to kill out the, push out the Azov battalions has failed and is failing. And so Putin knows that, so he's escalated. And again, that's the doctrine. Then the West escalates, then he escalates. There's not much more escalation that can happen here. And then we look at what's happening in America and the rest of the world with inflation. Things are absolutely falling apart. Think about our children. Think about the future. Think about what we're all being maneuvered into right now. Here are some of the other just insane headlines on InfoWars.com, ladies and gentlemen, that everybody should really be aware of and understand. And I know Owen's about to take over and cover these, and I'm sorry. It's so windy out here. But the left is celebrating the murder where the guy ran the guy over with a truck because he was a Trump supporter. Turns out he was chased down by a mob and killed. The left celebrating that. We've got all these other insane articles. PayPal banned anti-pedo group, with pro-pedo group remains on the platform. Everywhere. The main system, the big corporations are promoting pedophilia. They are promoting just absolute, complete evil. This is the religion of the system. And then this incredibly important article, I'll hand the baton to Owen. Analysis. Globalists now pushing deglobalization to usher in the Great Reset. What did I tell you 1,000+ times on air from their own battle plans decades ago they would do? Get everybody globalized. We're not, any nation on earth is not independent from the other. We're all dependent on each other, with global corporations controlling all the key resources and all the transportation and all the energy. Then they pull the rug out from under everybody, cut off the resources using a plague that they said they would do in Operation Lockstep in 2011. Then things collapse. Then the third world disintegrates. They flood us. We collapse. And then there's just decades of depopulation and war. And then the globalists have a few city-state systems in every continent that are armored with walls and high-tech control that the elites live in, like Hunger Games. That's based on their real plans. And then we live outside of those systems. That's in my book, The Great Reset and the War for the World. I explain that once they collapse things, they will live in their high-tech cities with all the resources, all the control. We will live outside, and all there will be is like robots and basic slave systems for the humans to even survive. That's in my film, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, free online, May 2007. How did I know that then? Because it's the plan. And now they've announced it. They say the age of globalization is over. Globalization means you can fly here, go there, eat kiwis, you know, from New Zealand 3 days after they're picked in Texas. And that's a citizen of the world that is open and fun and great. I'm not against that. I want resources to travel and us be an open, free world. They want a global corporate system that controls the world to then cut the world off and isolate us and ban air travel for the average person, or owning a car for the average person, or air conditioners for the average person because it has a bad carbon footprint. It's called feudalism. And feudalism is the most ancient form of government. It's the most popular form of government in history, and by the most popular, not with the people, but the most common form, because elites set it up to make you poor, to make you controllable, so they can dominate and run your life. Cut off your resources to get full control to carry out depopulation. That's what we're fighting. So this is the most important broadcast in the world, because we are the top experts. And I'm not bragging. God put us here. You put us here. You're here for a reason. So please realize how critical this time is. God bless. Owen Schroyer takes over.
All right. Thank you, Alex. And I will finish up this segment covering some of the news, but I just wanted to let you know that we've got in-studio guests coming up today, Dr. Judy Mikovits and Mickey Willis and Patrick Byrne coming up. That's going to be in the 1 o'clock central hour, the third hour today of the Alex Jones Show. In the meantime, till then, we're going to be covering all the latest breaking news. Alex just mentioned this story. We have it at Infowars.com. PayPal banned anti-pedophile group while pro-pedophile group remains on platform. So gays against groomers, you're out. Oh, I thought the left loved gays. Oh, no, 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 only when they're part of the cult. And then they had the account that we stand with MAPS, which is the minor attracted individual, also known as a pedophile. And they're allowed to stay on PayPal. So you say, I like pedophiles, PayPal keeps you around. You say, we don't like pedophiles, PayPal bans you. And really, that's just an extension of the discrimination that happens against conservatives. And you've just now reached the point where the left liberals are now pro-pedophile, and so conservatives have to posture themselves as anti-pedophile. You'd think everybody would be anti-pedophile, not your modern-day liberals. So they exist on PayPal. They also, PayPal has shut account of group who fought to keep schools open during the pandemic. That was in the UK. Us for Them, a UK parents group that campaigned to keep schools open during the pandemic, has been banned from PayPal. So it's really just political. Conservatives aren't allowed to operate. Liberals are. And it just so happens now in the year 2022 that part of the liberal political paradigm and ideology is pro-pedophile. Pretty incredible to think that's the case, but here we are. Then there's DeSantis, who's looking better and better every day. And I don't want to throw the baby out with the bathwater with Trump, but, you know, we can give Trump the credit where credit is due. We can say, here's the faults. That's all fine and good. He's obviously still being politically persecuted by the deep state. But more and more, it looks like DeSantis might be the one moving forward. Democrat Palm Beach County Commissioner endorses Ron DeSantis in re-election bid. So when you have Democrats endorsing Ron DeSantis, which, of course, they did, many endorse Trump as well, it's looking good. And, of course, who's going after DeSantis? That would be the one George Soros. Activist groups suing DeSantis received nearly $1.4 million from George Soros. So George Soros is suing DeSantis over the illegal immigration issue. And maybe it's because Ron DeSantis says stuff like this in clip 9.
I reject socialism outright. I reject. I reject Marxism, Leninism, communism, any of these isms that have come out of a political theory that basically denies the worth of each and every individual, denies people's aspirations to reach for the stars, denies the fact that we have inherent God-given rights.
That's it exactly, and it created the most prosperous nation on earth, rejecting that ideology. And now the communists are trying to destroy it again.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
FBI.
Ladies and gentlemen, something truly...
Ghost Rider.
I don't even really know how to classify it. It's sickening, it's depressing, it's evil. And the story just gets worse as we move through the news cycle this week, and that is the story of the 41-year-old Democrat who mowed down a young man and then said it was because he was a Republican extremist. Now, before I get into the latest developments in this story, let's just put the correct context and framing here. 2 weeks ago, Joe Biden declared that conservatives, Republicans, Trump supporters were extremists and the biggest threat to this country. And there have been numerous other similar warnings given from the FBI, the Democrat Party, and the mainstream media. Now, of course, it's been open season for violence on conservatives and Trump supporters since 2016, when thousands of individuals wearing Trump hats around the country, just out on their daily lives, having dinner, walking in the park, going to school, what have you, were attacked by radical liberals and leftists, or just other brainwashed minions of the leftist communist propaganda. And so we remember all that. We remember all that violence. We remember all the violence at Trump rallies. We remember the Democrats rioting at Trump's inauguration. And so it's been open season for violence on Trump supporters for a long time. We've had a Trump supporter shot and killed in Portland by Antifa. We had a Trump supporter shot and killed in Denver by a liberal. Four Trump supporters killed by police on January 6th. And all of this gets covered up by the media, and they don't make a big fuss of it because it goes against their official narrative, which is the big lie that Trump supporters are the violent extremist group, when, of course, it's historically documented that that's the Democrat Party, from the KKK to the Weather Underground to what they're engaged in now. So, Joe Biden says Republicans are extremists. 41-year-old goes out and runs down a young man and says, oh, he was a Republican extremist. He had to die. I was scared of him. Now, there are new details emerging here. What we know from the police report is that it was Brantz, the Democrat, that ran over the young boy. It was his own words that he said he ran him over because he was a Republican extremist. Now, as far as any more details upon what that means, we don't have any. In fact, the lack of details are causing the police to reach another conclusion, but I'll get to that in a second. And this is just the fact of the matter here from Mike Cernovich. Joe Biden is radicalizing an army of domestic terrorists, using them to commit acts of violence, including murder. Now, I've been warning about this for how long, folks? This has been one of my main warnings and issues on the War Room for the better part of the last 2 years. And Brandt, the Democrat, has already admitted to striking the pedestrian with his car because he called him a Republican extremist. And then also was guilty of a hit and run. Now, I don't know of any other hit and run situation where if you hit and run and kill somebody, you're released the next day. So, I mean, it's like we know the two-tiered system of justice. We know liberals can get away with anything these days. It's good to be a Democrat. But that's pretty incredible. A hit and run where you kill somebody and you're released the next day, $50,000 bond. Kyle Rittenhouse had a $2 million bond in an act of clear self-defense. But this guy gets a $50,000 bond in a hit and run, vehicular manslaughter situation? Something ain't right. Now, here is Attorney Drew Wrigley's comments on the taking of Kyler Ellingson's life. The loss of a young life is always a tragedy under any circumstances. Outrageously, in this case, it is alleged that the suspect admitted that his actions were motivated by a dispute over political beliefs. There is no place in civil society for this hateful violence. I call on all North Dakotans to join me in praying for Kyler Ellingson and his family and condemning any and all politically motivated crime. I also call on Americans, including political leaders, to end this type of rhetoric. Political violence has become all too common and must come to an end. It goes on, but I'll stop right there. Now, have Democrats condemned any of the political violence that they've caused? No. In fact, they endorse it and fund it. Just check the 2020 riots all summer long. Or a Democrat that went out to try to assassinate Brett Kavanaugh that they didn't want to talk about. Democrats trying to kill Rand Paul multiple times that they won't condemn. And there's so many others, it's just like I forget them all. So many others. A Democrat going to a Republican baseball practice to try to commit a mass murder. The list just goes on and on and on. A Democrat just tried to stab Lee Zeldin, a Republican running for governor in New York. And the Democrats have not condemned a single act of violence. No, they endorse it, they encourage it, and then they say that Trump supporters and Republicans are the extremists. But the police now, as the investigation goes on, have released new statements. And they're now saying there is no evidence that slain North Dakota teen was a Republican extremist. Now, what's odd about this, and there's still the details are still murky, but the story goes that Brandt, the radical Democrat, chased down Ellingson, the young man, down into an alleyway. He had to chase him into an alleyway to run him over. Now, does that sound like somebody who's trying to get away from danger? Does that sound like somebody who's trying to flee a scene and not be involved in a political dispute? Does that sound like somebody who's trying to run from a threat? Or does that sound like a deranged maniac hunting somebody down in their vehicle? Again, the details are slowly emerging from this case. I think there's still more questions than answers, but the fact that he went into an alley to run this boy over, I think says a lot. But how could it be? No evidence that Kyler Ellingson was a Republican extremist? Well, of course not. But here's the question. Of course, Kyler Ellingson wasn't a Republican extremist. We know that. There are very few Republican extremists, if any, out there at all. I don't know a single one. I know plenty of liberal extremists. I deal with them every day. In fact, I don't know a liberal these days that isn't an extremist. So, was Kyler Ellingson even political at all? And why did Brandt feel the need to run him down and kill him in his vehicle and then leave the scene of the crime? Now, here's what I'm afraid of, because we've seen the left do this in the past, and you have to understand their psychology is all the same. Could this be a situation where perhaps Brandt and Ellingson did have some sort of a confrontation, and Brandt was so upset about it, and he's already a deranged liberal, and so, as I've said dozens of times on the War Room, folks, these psychotic liberals are a snap away from a psychotic break. And so, is that what happened to Brandt? Did he have that psychotic break and then chase a little kid down to kill him in an alleyway? And then, thinking, what have I done here? I just ran a kid over in a car and probably killed him and fled the scene. How can I possibly get out of this? I know I'll say he was a Republican extremist. Could that be the case here? Would that shock you? Now, we've seen similar things where liberals will be upset about the way something went, and so they'll just say, oh, somebody called me the N-word. Of course, there's no evidence of it. All parties and witnesses involved at the scene deny the N-word was ever used. But that individual says, I was called the N-word. And so this has happened with brutal beatings in public areas like malls and parks, where a black individual will brutally beat down somebody and it'll be charged with assault and battery. And they'll say, well, he called me the N-word. Except there's no evidence of that, no proof. Are we now living in a situation where you have these new abracadabra words? You get caught running over a kid in a car. You say, oh, he was a Republican extremist. Charges get dropped. You get caught beating someone to death in the streets. You say, oh, he called me the N-word. Charges get dropped. Boy, oh boy. I hope that's not what happened here, but it's starting to look like it.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this, the green meadow whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.